Stop 14, Human History. For centuries, Native Americans lived in the Blue Hills. Deer were a source of food and clothing. Clay for cooking pots was obtained on lake shores. Corn, beans, and squash were raised in clear fields. Known as the Massachusett, or People of the Great Hills, they gave our state its name. The Massachusett spent winters in the Blue Hills and summers in the Harbor Islands, which can be seen from some Blue Hills hilltops. They were a strong tribe until European settlers arrived, bringing smallpox and other diseases which decimated the original people of the hills. To your left, as you enter this exhibit, is a partial reconstruction of a WITU, the building used by the Massachusett as a home. Feel the rough bark on the outside. These slabs of bark cover the outside of the home like gigantic shingles. On the inside of the WITU, you can feel the frame made of flexible sapling trunks. The Massachusett were hunters as well as farmers, and there is a deer hide inside the WITU which you may touch. Because it is so brittle, deer hair is usually removed from hides before tanning. This reconstruction is half of an entire building. A WITU this size would be big enough to house one family. In the 17th century, European settlers reached the Blue Hills. They established farmhouses, barns, and pastures in the valleys. Settlers introduced apple orchards and honeybees, cleared fields, constructed miles of stone walls, logged the hillsides for lumber, and built roads for their farm carts. They changed the landscape of the Blue Hills forever. Today, you may come across old stone walls or an apple tree in the midst of a forest, signs of the former settlers of the Blue Hills.